Now it's time for the KSL In-Depth, a crazy week for drivers. But what are the roads going to look like tonight? Joining me live, UDOT Traveler Information Officer Karen Crawford. Thanks for coming on. So break it down for us. What's it look like right now? We've been hearing various reports from up north, down south. Talk to us.
Yeah, so we got wet roads across the state. Most of our commuters are going to be noticing some delays and some road snow in the Ogden area. That's where we're getting hit the hardest right now. There is some slush on the roads down in the Provo area, but that's pretty much where we're getting hit the most is the Ogden area.
Last night we were talking about slide-offs and crashes all over the place. Is it more placid this evening and this afternoon thus far?
Yes, there is a lot less chaos out there on the roads this evening compared to the last two nights. People are, you know, advised to still slow down, make sure they give our plows plenty of room around them. But we're looking a little better than we have the last 2 days.
I noticed coming into work today, the roads have been treated. The situation is better. And a lot of people are doing pedal to the metal, you know, with a false sense of security. Do you have any tips for drivers this evening in the conditions we have right now?
Just be aware of your surroundings. You know, with the roads being wet, there, you know, and the temperatures being colder, it is better to be cautious than be a speed demon, for sure.
Okay, I think you're going to have your work cut out for you, and we'll be speaking with you again, because Kevin Eubank has been telling us that in the next 3 days there's going to be a lot of snow, but the worst driving conditions will be the afternoon rush tomorrow. So Karen Crawford, we'll be speaking again.